Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Hello, hello. I wish you a wonderful Wednesday. This is Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the host of Empowerment Radio. I am very happy and grateful that you're tuning in and hopefully getting inspired to living life with greater ease and purpose. And today's topic is certainly something that some of you may think it's really not you, but you may find out we all have that pattern that we'll talk about somehow hidden inside our behaviors, hidden that comes out at different times in our lives. Now, let's talk about first what happened yesterday. And no matter whether you are Republican or a Democrat or whether you're not interested in politics at all, yesterday was certainly a very interesting day in American history. The fact that Donald captured the nomination and will run for president. And I believe that could have come right out of the Hollywood movie script. It's just not really clear whether it's a comedy or horror film. But I know that quite a few people have been feeling quite overwhelmed by that news. And some of you may actually have felt that they just want to stay in bed, taken aback by what happened, putting a blanket over their head and hide out from this crazy world. And this is a show for you because this is about hiding out from life. Are you hiding out from life? Do you feel like that life is just getting too big, too overwhelming, too much for you? And you just want to be in a comfort zone. You just want to be in a place where you don't have to deal with things. You have your routines. You have certain things you know make you feel good. And you certainly don't take risks. You don't speak up. You don't want to be visible. You just want to hide out. And if that's how you feel, and if you notice that this comfort zone feels a little tighter these days, and that it becomes a little bit somehow uncomfortable because these comfort zones tend to get smaller and smaller. And if you notice that there is something inside of you that wants more, that wants to expand, that wants to explore, that wants to express, well, maybe it's time to understand this pattern and also find out that you don't have to get stuck in it. You don't have to live in it. You can move beyond it. Hopefully what we talk about today will give you some inspiration. So if you have been dealing with hiding out from life, or if you have been showing up in life after living in hiding, and you want to share how you did that and what helped you to come out of the comfort zone box and be more engaged in life, call us 888-418-6890, 888-418-6890, or as always, just use the Ask a Question chat box on the Transformation Talk Radio or Transformation Radio FM website, and let's get the conversation started. Now, part of the hiding out pattern is something that we need to understand is not necessarily encompassing all of our lives. It can also just be that you are hiding out in certain parts of your life, certain aspects of your life. Many of you may actually say, oh, you know, that's not really my topic. Let's turn to sports radio or talk radio or whatever. And well, hold on before you turn the dial, because you may say, I'm not hiding out from life. I'm busy all day long. But the question you may want to ask yourself, are you hiding behind your busyness? And are there certain aspects of your life where you just don't allow yourself to go? Maybe you have given up on romantic relationships and just said, that's not for me. I'm always going to stay single and stop dating. Maybe you have given up on losing weight and improving your health because you said, I'm too old. I can't change anymore. Or I've tried everything. It's not working. Or maybe you have been given up on excelling in your career and you just stay in what you have and don't want to try to go back to school or don't want to try to change jobs because the security of what you have, even though you detest it, is still better than going out into the unknown and then having potentially to deal with something that may be worse or it could be better. But in any case, you may feel also that when you look closer at your life, there are pockets where you are hiding. There are pockets where you are avoiding to show up in life and just make it bigger, make it better, and make it more expansive. Now, I had certainly an avoidance pattern, a hiding out pattern when I moved from Germany to Seattle. And I moved with no identity in my pocket. I was a doctor in cardiology there. I just, you know, identified myself with the stethoscope and the white coat and pretty much was comfortable in that place. And then I was sent to the US to do some research pretty much as a student, starting in some ways, you know, from scratch, not having a big income, not having any accolades. I actually didn't even know what I was doing in the lab at the beginning because I wasn't a researcher. And speaking a different language, being in a different culture, not really understanding how things work, having to do my driver's license again, which was something I almost failed if I would have not cheated, which we can talk about another time. But I was very grateful for the person who helped me to do that. And, you know, I went out Friday nights just trying to make friends, trying to find some kind of community or somewhere to fit in. And I didn't. I just felt more and more insecure, more and more unsure of myself. And you know how that feels when you are looking at yourself more from the outside than you're actually inside of yourself. You just go out, you enter into a pub, and you feel like all eyes are turned on you, and you hear all this chatter in people's minds about, oh, who is this guy, and who is looking like a loner, and he probably doesn't have friends, and, you know, things that didn't happen. But they happened in my mind, and they made me very self-conscious. And they made me more and more feel I lost my center. And I lost my sense of self. And in many ways, by doing so, I also lost then that motivation to go out and to look for friends. And I had always this little struggle going on at the end of the week. Should I go out and try to, you know, get someone or some friends out there that I can hang out with and do something on the weekend? Or do I stay at home in my comfort zone and start watching reruns of MASH, which I actually really enjoyed, but it wasn't necessarily expanding my life in Seattle. So that conflict is something you may also notice at times, where there is a push-pull. There is a part of you that just wants to move out and move forward and wants to really be big and fulfill your dreams. And then there is a strong force inside that just pulls you back and says, no, this is not possible. And you hear it in your self-talk. One of the things I wasn't aware of until I was that I had a lot of negative thoughts, a lot of self-bashing, a lot of self-doubting, and sometimes even really mean thoughts, thoughts that certainly I wouldn't say to anyone else. And you may also find that avoidance pattern in just observing more how you're thinking, when you go to work. What's popping up when you wake up in the morning in your head? What happens when you look in the mirror? Are you looking in the mirror with a smile? Are you looking in the mirror with just a, hey, nice to see you? Or are you just turning your gaze away? You don't want to even see yourself. Pay attention to the avoidance and realize also what it does with your body, because what I felt very strongly was the more I avoided, the more physical problems I had, the more back pain I had, the more tight I felt, the more headaches came up. The body is reacting to our need, which in that moment when you do avoid feels like a need. It reacts to that need of avoidance by contracting, literally by making us smaller and become more and more tight and become more and more just a smaller version of ourselves. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about what the avoidance pattern are and what they're all about and where do they come from, and also what helped me to move beyond my avoidance and really see the avoidance in many ways as a catalyst, a good reminder that I certainly wasn't on the right track.
Do I sound a little? Do I sound a little? Do I sound a little?
Do I sound a little? Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hello, this is Dr. Schaub. Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. Today we are talking about the topic of hiding out from life. And for all those avoiders out there that just feel that life is too big, too scary, and they are too small and too incapable of handling it, call in with any questions. I know it's hard, but I also know that your question is a question that thousands of others have been asking themselves and may have not had the courage to ask. Call it 888-418-6890 or use just the Ask Questions chat box on the Transformation Talk Radio website. We talk about avoiding and how we actually know that we are in this pattern. And one of the hallmarks of avoidance is, of course, the worrying about what other people feel and think. And here's a question that I think fits nicely into this topic of worrying. It's a question by Jerry. Since ever I turned 50 years old, I feel invisible to the world. It is as if I don't exist to others. It doesn't feel that I'm avoiding. It feels more people avoid me. What should I do? Now, I think you have just spoken for quite a few people out there that feel similar. In fact, I have a lot of clients, mainly women, that do feel that at a certain age, when they hit 45, 50, 55, something happens. It's almost as if they get into an invisibility cloak automatically and just don't feel that they belong any longer or that they have any value any longer. And the question we have to ask ourselves when we do feel this way, is that really true? How do I show up in life? Jerry, when you think about it, when you were thinking about the 50-year birthday approaching, did you already have in your mind that this is going to happen because you have heard about it, you have read about it, others told you that this is what they experienced? So was your mind already kind of preemptively preparing you for that moment to happen, for you to become smaller? And did your energy shrink? Did you feel, like I mentioned before, that your self-talk got worse, that you became more critical, that you were highlighting more maybe the little wrinkles that you have around your eyes or maybe what your body has been doing in the meantime? And did you stop having somehow attention or giving attention to yourself? Did you just let yourself be more in a place where you didn't ask for attention, but you accept it more and more being ignored? And then, of course, when we do have a mindset of being ignored, we take things like having to wait in line or not getting immediate service or just someone bumping into us in the elevator more personally, because we feel that is another confirmation of that's what's exactly already predicted would happen with age. Now, nobody sees age and nobody has somehow a little sign in the forehead, while I turn 50, so please don't pay attention to me. It is often how we show up. It is often something that has a lot to do with how we are carrying ourselves, with the energy that we have, and of course, how visible we are to ourselves, how much we are giving power to others and their often just imagined opinion, and how we are staying in our power and valuing what we believe about ourselves more. And so stay tuned in. We will talk more about how to get out of this pattern and how to become more visible for yourself so that you don't feel like you have to hide or don't feel like you are in a place where other people ignore or avoid you. But very good question. Thank you very much for asking it. Well, what's another hallmark of being in the avoider mode? It's when we are feeling that everything is too much, when we feel very sensitive. And you may have noticed that the more you are in the hiding out mode, the more you're in the avoidance mode, the harder it gets for you to be in a public place, to be in a mall, to go to a movie, because somehow you become so sensitive that it drains you to be around other people. It drains you to be around extroverts who are always just laughing and having a good time and feeling all confident. And somehow secretly you are maybe feeling jealous and envious, but at the same time, their energy is also just draining you and making you tired and exhausted. And all you want is just to leave the party or, you know, leave the mall as soon as possible. And hopefully, you know, just get all that, what you have soaked up off you, and then feeling a little bit calmer and safer again. You avoid confrontation. When we are in the avoider mode, we definitely don't want to speak up for ourselves. We just let things happen. We accept insults. We accept people to judge us or criticize us. And we don't really have a voice. We are losing not only the visibility, but we are also losing to have a voice and to speak up that what we believe in or speak up on our behalf. And in general, when we are in that mode, we don't feel like we are fitting in. You know, when you are a person who is, let's say, avoiding social settings, making friends, just like I felt, you don't really feel like you belong anywhere. You don't feel that you have anything to offer. And even though deep inside there is a desire, there is a longing for just a community or a longing to not be alone, a longing to be seen, to be embraced for who you are, ultimately it just feels that the safer and more comforting way to be is just to avoid all of this together. And because somehow you don't feel that you're like the others. You feel maybe flawed, or you feel just that no one will really understand you or will be able to care about you. And what happens when you are in this avoidance mode for a long time is that it can end up having real critical and chronic physical issues. I have seen many times that people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and multiple chemical sensitivities have been living in avoidance before that for quite some time. And that avoidance can be so stressful. That need to protect yourself, that need to make yourself smaller can take so much energy away from you that in the end, your body pays the price. It's just something that we cannot really burden ourselves with for a long time. So it's an important topic. It's something that you want to pay attention to, because ultimately you could argue, and many of my clients have told me that what the illness is, whether it's fibromyalgia or chronic pain, quote unquote, allowed them to do was to avoid, to not have to engage. They did have an excuse. They felt like they didn't have to put themselves out there. And even though they were suffering, and even though it was hard, and they certainly didn't choose that illness consciously, but subconsciously something inside of them said, you're better off just making your world smaller. And since you don't want to listen and you put yourself always out there into the world and you are again and again disappointed or betrayed or criticized, now that chronic issue, that chronic physical ailment, that will keep you hopefully in that safe place of your home or even your bed. And that's something to not ignore. This is something to look at and to understand that the mind and the body, as we often talk about, are very closely connected to one another. Now, why is avoidance not sustainable? Why is it that we are not just able to be little moles that are going down in caves and hiding out? And the reason is that our mind, our spirit, our nature is about expanding. And in fact, everything in nature is expanding. Even moles are expanding. They're expanding their tunnels all through your garden. But the expansion is something that is just a force within. And that expansion is not just an expansion physically as we are growing. It's also an expansion as you as a person. You have a natural desire to be a part of life. There is a natural desire to engage, to connect, to share who you are, to express your truth. And that natural desire is something that when we are in avoidance mode, we are consistently suppressing. We are pushing that force down. And that is something that takes a lot of energy. So we are not only giving energy to all those circumstances and people out there that potentially could hurt us. We are also draining energy with that inner struggle, that deliberate attempt to make ourselves smaller, although in our innate nature it is to expand and become bigger and to become more a part of life. So that sounds bleak, right? That sounds like, oh my God, what are we doing to ourselves? But isn't being safe something that we all should somehow focus on? And isn't being safe better than being sorry? And, you know, this is something that I love, this quote of Helen Keller, who said, security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of man as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. Helen Keller, and I think she had so much wisdom despite her chronic problems, her incredible shortcomings with not being able to see, not being able to hear. And she was just such a bright light and such a source of incredible wisdom, and just her whole message is very healing. So someone to always look up to when you feel a little stuck and when you feel a little sorry for yourself or limited in your ways, and just feeling inspiration through someone like this. So when we come back after the break, we will talk about how can we get out of this avoidance pattern? How can we stop hiding out? And how can we do this in a way that doesn't feel too scary and that doesn't feel that we put ourselves automatically in harm's way?
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and we are talking about how to come out of hiding. Now, this is not necessarily for many people an easy topic because the comfort zone may just feel so secure and so safe that they may not even ask themselves to get out of hiding. But if you do feel that hiding is no longer sustainable or desirable, if you feel that you want to get out of this avoidance pattern and you know that there is a deep-seated anxiety and also a belief about yourself of not being safe in the world or not being good enough, the things we're going to talk about now will hopefully inspire you and help you to start this journey of coming out of this pattern. But if you need any additional help or any additional inspiration, just go to my website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. There are a lot of past radio shows. There are free guided meditations. There is a free ebook you can find about the 10 tips to how to start overcoming anxiety. And of course, there is my book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, that you can order there, which offers you a step-by-step process to start your journey to heal and break through fear and anxiety. And I'm offering individual sessions, one-on-one sessions. You can find out more about also those sessions on the website and schedule a free Skype or phone consultation. I'm working with people worldwide via Skype or the phone. That works extremely well because you're changing and growing and expanding again from the comfort of your own home, which makes this whole process even more effective than if you would come to a clinic or to an office. So if any of this interests you, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com and have a visit. Now, we just talked about Helen Keller and how Helen Keller is such an inspiration. And in general, I find looking for inspirations quite important when we are overcoming this avoidance pattern, which is ultimately a survival pattern. And so asking yourself the question, whose life is it anyway? Is it mine or is it the life of others? Am I living for their approval or to not bother them? Or am I living for myself? And what expectations do I have from life? And one of those inspirational stories is the story of Lizzie Velasquez. And you may have heard about her. It's this young woman who was born with a very rare disease, Marfan syndrome, and a disease that didn't allow her, a congenital disease that didn't allow her to gain any weight. She has been born blind on her right eye and also visually impaired on the other. She is very thin and had in her childhood many, many surgeries and countless tests and doctor visits. And in the end, nobody could really reverse that trend that marked her illness. And since she looked different than other kids, she already in kindergarten noticed that some kids pointed at her or pulled away from her simply because she had this very strange appearance that other kids didn't understand. Her family always loved and supported her, and her family always told her that she's completely normal, beautiful, smart, and that she can accomplish anything that she wants, and there is nothing wrong with her. So that gave her a really good foundation. But of course, the outside world was in many ways not as friendly, not as supportive, and also quite scary. Now, one day when she was a teenager, she was browsing the internet and she was stumbling on a video that was called The Ugliest Woman in the World. And she didn't think much about it, opened it up, and then to her horror, she discovered that someone had posted pictures of her and that there were 4 million visitors that have visited that video, that site, and had posted horrible comments. I mean, comments that were heinous about she should kill herself and why she's even here, and comments about making fun of her. And it was something that was devastating. She said it was like a fist that came through the screen and hit her right in her chest. And she was looking desperately for a comment of someone who had may be saying, well, you know, leave this child alone and you don't want her to destroy her life and it's not her fault. But there was not one single positive or compassionate comment there. And that, of course, was devastating for her. I mean, who wants to be called the ugliest person in the world? And especially when you're 17 years old and your whole life is in front of you. So she locked herself in. She was hiding out and basically felt that her whole life collapsed and had ended right there. But then something happened inside of her, and something that she just remembered was that it is this life. There was a little voice inside of her that said that don't listen to this. Your parents always told you you're okay. Your parents always told you that you're beautiful. Your parents always told you that you can do anything you want. Listen to them. Listen and learn to let go and forgive and take your life back into your own hands. And that's what she did. And she felt the only way to prove those people wrong was by showing herself for who she is, the truth of who she was, someone who was an agent of change and someone who had a beautiful heart and great intentions. And so she began to put herself out there. She began to study public speakers and became a motivational speaker and started to campaign against bullying, started to speak up for those that feel invisible, started to show that there is nothing in anyone that needs to be hidden or be ashamed of. And so she became a sensation, phenomenal. And I definitely invite you all to check out her story, because this is one of those people that you would say she has more reasons than most of us to hide out, because she feels so different and she looks so different, but she is taking her life in her own hands and she doesn't give her power away, and she chooses to be that light that she's born to be. She chooses to make that change that she is meant to make. And in an interview, she said that she is very grateful for the person who put out that video and would actually like to send flowers and cookies to that person, because that was the catalyst for her to step up, for her to make that choice and say, it is my life anyway, and I'm here for a reason, and I'm meant to be here, and I'm staying here. So Lizzie Velasquez, I'm very grateful for her inspirational story and something we certainly can learn from. And that brings me to another point of how to get out of hiding, which is be visible to yourself. Just start looking at yourself. Look into the mirror. How many of you are avoiding even looking into the mirror because you may feel like, oh, I don't like what I see. Oh, I feel like, you know, there's so much judgment coming up, I just turn my head. How many of you are looking in the mirror with a frown, with disdain, with just the way you don't want to be looked at by others, but you're doing it to yourself? Just like negative self-talk. Is that what we are afraid of from others? It's that look that we give ourselves when we are looking in the mirror that also we are afraid of to receive from those around us. So change it around. Look into the mirror and look at yourself the way you wanted to be looked at, with a smile, with openness, with appreciation, with maybe curiosity. Just look at yourself and embrace what you see. Embrace your eyes, embrace your body, embrace your energy. Because when you're visible to yourself, you already are coming out of hiding, because the one person who will always be with you until the end is the one person that matters, which is you. And when you see yourself through that person's eye, you automatically feel safer, especially when through that little practice of looking at yourself, you can gently and gradually open your heart again. When we come back, we will start talking about other ways to come out of hiding, other ways of stop the patterns of avoidance. And if we have time, we may do also a little meditation at the end. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. We talk about avoidance and how to get out of avoidance. Before the break, I mentioned how helpful it can be just to be inspired by other people that have been able to overcome this this pattern of trying to hide out from life, the pattern of trying to be not noticed and just decide that their life is meaningful and that their life is a gift that they are destined and committed to share with themselves and the world around them. And another aspect of coming out of hiding is also to see what you have to share, to notice that there is so much inside of you that is worth to be offered to the world. And that's something I always find very interesting when I work with clients in sessions, that one of the first homeworks I give them is to write down three things that they appreciate about themselves, just to discover a little bit more. What is your goodness? Who really are you? Do you identify yourself only with anxiety and the beliefs of not being good enough? Or can you also see that there's so much more to you than that little label that you have put upon yourself? And what happens usually are two things. Either clients completely ignore the first time this homework. It's almost like it has been written with invisible ink. Or they turn this homework a little bit around and appreciate everyone, including their cat and their dog, but just not themselves. So it usually goes to a second round, where then again, after really clarifying what the self-appreciation is about, that they start to get the hang of it. And then what happens is that they start to love it. They just feel like, wow, this makes me feel so good every night just to write down a few things that make me smile about myself, make me open up more towards myself. And I didn't realize how good I was. You know, I didn't realize that I make my neighbor's day, this, you know, elderly lady that always is looking forward to have a little chat with me, or I am someone who is incredibly compassionate to animals, or I am someone who, even though I am tired, I still want to empty the sink and put them in the dishwasher. Little things. Doesn't have to be big things, but when you just notice patterns that you like, admire, appreciate about yourself, you're going to discover more about your goodness. And when you feel that value within, naturally, you want to share it. And the third step is then when you share it, to see that you do actually have power. You have power to make a difference. And that power is sometimes that through random act of kindness, through just doing the opposite of what you usually tend to do, can change everything. So, for example, instead of just hiding behind your smartphone while you're in line waiting for the coffee, why not just smiling at the person in front of you and maybe just seeing how you're doing, or starting a little chat and just noticing that this whole sense of being isolated and lonely can be broken through a little effort that you're making there. Or instead of looking away when a tourist in your town is lost and obviously cannot read a map, just stop and ask if you can help. And that tourist will always remember how friendly the people in New York, Seattle, Boston are. Or maybe it's also just about you showing a little bit more color. And that may not really impact anyone, but it may make you feel better, because usually you may hide behind black clothes and don't really want to, you know, stand out. And then you choose to wear Kermit green socks, or you choose to have a nice shirt on that's different than normally. And that in itself can make a difference. Coming out of hiding from a place of knowing that you have something to offer was, for me, the biggest change. Because when I was in this hiding place, in this avoidance place, I, at some point, just because I didn't have anything to do, I decided to do yoga. I had this on my bucket list, and I felt like, why not now? I mean, obviously, Thursday evening is as much empty as all the other evenings, so I'm just going to go to this yoga class. Now, it happened to be a Kundalini yoga class, and Kundalini is not necessarily a pretzel yoga class. It's more a class that is meditative, where you go inside. It's quite vigorous at times, but it's certainly more introspective because your eyes are closed. And so what I discovered when I did this Kundalini class, that after a class, for at least 5 minutes, I felt something that I hadn't felt in such a long time, which was I felt at peace with myself. I felt somehow I had landed in a beautiful place right at my center, and I could exist there. And I didn't have to worry so much about other people, and I didn't feel lonely because I had myself. Now, it only lasted 5 minutes at the beginning, but it was a life-changing feeling. And it made me want to have more of that experience of knowing myself and connecting to myself and ultimately loving myself. And so I did more practices, and I did more meditations, and I did this daily, and didn't necessarily take a long time to expand from 5 minutes to 10 to an hour, and just more and more realizing that there is always a way back. There was always a way back to me. And that in itself was incredibly freeing, because that allowed me then to gradually go out into the world as me, not wondering, what do I need to do to fit in? Not wondering, how can I avoid judgment? But just showing up as, this is who I am. So it was life-changing also, of course, because through Kundalini Yoga, I met my beloved wife, which some of you have already heard about. And so sometimes these avoidance patterns can lead to just wonderful catalytic changes, transformational changes inside, when we're not just giving in, but when we're trying to understand, what do we need to do to get out of it? Not just to force yourself. This is not about, you know, pushing yourself hard and trying to do the opposite in regards to daring yourself and ultimately scaring yourself. No, this is about understanding, when you avoid, what are you actually avoiding? Are you avoiding to be seen because you don't know yourself? Are you avoiding life because you don't really know your power? Are you avoiding being here because you don't really feel that you belong to yourself? And so these avoidance patterns can be a wonderful opportunity to bring you back to you and shift the focus away from the outside first to the inside. And then when you feel you have gained a deeper connection, a deeper understanding of who you are, of your truth, then you can go out into the world and you realize, I do matter, and what I do is important, and I am an integral part of that web of life. Now, if you're interested in doing a meditation around that, we unfortunately are running out of time, go to the website, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and under Empowerment Tools, Guided Practices, there is a meditation that is called Aligning Yourself with Your Essence. It's a very powerful meditation because it guides you back to that inner signature energy, the truth of who you are. And just by practicing that, you are stripping away so many layers and confusions about yourself, and you go back to the root of your truth. And for many people, including myself, whenever I do this meditation, it's like rebooting and it's like coming back home. Well, an hour passes by very quickly as always. So I'm thanking you for asking questions. I'm thanking you for listening. And just don't forget to come out of hiding and show who you are, especially in the times we are in right now. You are desperately needed to make that world a lighter and brighter place. Until next time, I'm Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.